Okay, Madam Chair, we are recording and broadcasting, and the public is joining in. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I call this special meeting of the State Lands Commission to order. I'm Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis. Welcome to our completely virtual State Lands Commission meeting. Ms. Lucchese, will you please call the roll of the commissioners in attendance?
Of course. State Controller Malia Cohen.
Good afternoon, present.
Commissioner Miller, alternate for the Director of Finance.
Here.
And Chair and Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis.
Present.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum present. In addition, I'd like to identify members of the staff of the Commission and the Attorney General's Office present for this virtual meeting. I am Jennifer Lucchese, the Executive Officer. I'm joined by Chief Counsel Seth Blackman, Supervising Deputy Attorney General Andrew Vogel, Meeting Liaison Kim Lunetta, Assistant Executive Officer Colin Connor, and our Zoom co-hosts Mike Farina and Nate Dozier.
Thank you, Ms. Lucchese. For the benefit of those in the audience, the State Lands Commission manages state property interests in over 5 million acres of land, including mineral interests. The Commission also has responsibility for the prevention of oil spills at marine oil terminals and offshore oil platforms and islands, and for preventing the introduction of marine invasive species into California's marine waters. Today, we will hear requests and presentations involving the lands and resources within the Commission's jurisdiction. I want to take a moment to honor the California Native American communities all across the state for persisting, carrying on diverse cultural and linguistic traditions, and sustainably managing the land that we now share. Native people have maintained a constant presence on the landscape for many thousands of years, and they are essential stewardship partners, whether along the coasts, along our rivers and valleys, or in our fragile deserts. We thank California Native American communities for participating in this commission's activities and for their essential role in maintaining and adding to our state's rich cultural legacy. The next item of business will be public comment. Before I open the public comment period for items not on the agenda, first let me thank everyone, especially our stakeholders and members of the public, for taking the time to join our meeting. Now, I want to turn it over to Ms. Lucchese to quickly share some instructions on how we can best participate in this meeting so that it runs as smoothly as possible.
Thank you, Chair Kounoulakis. First, everyone, please make sure you have your microphones or phones muted to avoid any background noise. For members of the public, if you would like to speak either during our public comment period or during a public comment period that is part of an agenda item, you will need to do so in one of two ways. First, if you're attending on the Zoom platform, please raise your hand in Zoom. If you are new to Zoom and you joined our meeting using the Zoom application, click on the hand icon at the bottom of your screen. When you click on that hand, it will raise your hand. Second, if you're joining our meeting by phone, you must press star 9 on your keypad to raise your hand to make a comment. If you are calling in and want to view the meeting, including any PowerPoint presentations, but we don't have any today, please view the meeting through the CalSPAN live webcast link. There will be a slight time delay, but it will avoid any echo or feedback from using the Zoom application and your phone. If you emailed us with a request to speak, please also raise your hand so we don't inadvertently miss you. We will call on individuals who have raised their hands in the order that they are raised using the name they registered with or the last three digits of your identifying phone number. After you are called on, you will be unmuted so that you can share your comments. Please also remember to unmute your computer or phone and identify yourself. And remember, you have a limit of 3 minutes to speak on an item. Please keep your comments respectful and focused. We will mute anyone who fails to follow those guidelines or at worst dismiss them from the meeting. The commission has also established an email address to compile public comments for our meetings. Its address is cslc.commissionmeetings@slc.ca.gov. We have received various emails from parties that have been shared with the commissioners prior to the meeting. And if we receive any emails during the meeting, we will share those with the commissioners and they will be available on our website, along with the comment emails we've already received. Chair Kounoulakis, that concludes my virtual meeting instructions. We are ready to move to the general public comment period.
Thank you. Our next order of business is the public comment period. If anyone wants to address the commission on any matter not on today's agenda, you will have 3 minutes to provide your comments. Nate, please call on the first person who would like to make a public comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our first public comment will be Matt Heron. Matt, you may unmute yourself and begin your comments whenever you're ready.
I'm here. Thank you very much. I'll keep this very brief. I just wanted to bring to the commission's attention a legal proceeding that we recently filed concerning public use of the Coronado Yacht Club. The lease for the yacht club is expiring at the end of the year, and we're asking the court to order that it be put out for bid for public use going into the future. I provided some of the background materials to the staff. It's just a matter of information for the commission. It may be at the appropriate time. The commission is interested in weighing in on the case or joining the case or filing an amicus brief. We have not heard yet, we're just in the very first month of the case. We've not heard back from the Port District. The reason the case was filed is 2018, the same situation occurred. I objected to another lease for the yacht club without public input, and the Port District ignored me. So this is why the case is being filed this time. That's really all I have to say. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Nate, is there any other public comment?
Yes, Madam Chair. Our next public comment will come from Anna Christensen. Anna, you may unmute yourself and begin your comments whenever you're ready.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, commissioners. And thank you for allowing me to speak. It's a little bit last minute. Our city council here in Long Beach, California, approved a plan called the Long Beach Unit Annual Plan for 2023-24 and a general plan for 2023-28 regarding an optimized water flood program for our offshore. It's basically the Wilmington oil field, which it manages for the state of California. The 2 weeks prior to this, the our city council passed a resolution to aggressively reduce oil drilling in the city. This plan calls for expanding oil drilling. This plan will be reviewed by the State Lands Commission and has to be approved by you. I'm speaking to you as a representative of the Long Beach Area Group of Sierra Club and a representative of the Los Cerritos Wetlands Task Force. We have 4 oil companies operating there. And also as the executive director of Pobugna Wetlands Protectors. What we're asking for, along with other groups, is that you not approve this plan unless it's amended to not allow drilling within the proposed 3,200 foot setback. We're not sure that the language that the city says they must include and the actions that they must include are actually required. And we hope to look into this along with your staff. We're not sure that they have to, quote, ensure optimization of production, maximize economic production from existing assets, add production wells. They are adding new drilling. We don't want that. We are the most polluted city in California. We know that. Are the health impacts now. As our city manager said, we've been doing the same contract for 50 years. Well, fine, but in 50 years, what damage has this done? And must we continue, are we legally required to continue to give people asthma, to give people poor pregnant outcomes? Are we legally required to do harm and hurt and even kill people as part of a contract? This seems beyond belief. So we're hoping to work with you and get your support in altering this contract and not having it move forward and researching the contract. I mean, it's very true that corporate behavior always requires maximizing profits, but the city is responsible for the health of the people. And we don't think this contract is legally enforceable because it does so much harm. And we understand that maybe 50 years ago, people didn't know that, right? But we know even the governor and the whole state, the legislature passed the 3,200 foot setback. The only reason it's not there is because corporations spent $20 million for a referendum. Thank you for your time. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you very much. Nate, are there any other people who would like to speak?
Yes, our next public comment will be Luigi Barassi. Luigi, you may unmute yourself and begin your comments whenever you're ready.
Mr. Barassi? Nate? Nate, can you help the speaker?
Yes, I think
okay.
There he is.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for that glitch. I don't know if I'm in the screen because it's not showing it. But anyway, that's kind of immaterial. My name is Luigi Barassi. I am the president of the Crockett Community Services District. And we have a wastewater treatment plant that is currently leased from the land under it is leased by CNH Sugar as a wastewater treatment facility. And then we have a cost sharing agreement. This lease was entered into approximately 50 years ago in order to comply with the Clean Water Act, and the treatment facility, you know, was built to get into compliance. The lease is expiring in a year and a half, and we've had, we've sort of come to the conclusion that this is the moment for the wastewater treatment plant to go back and, you know, devolve to the public estate. It's currently managed by a corporate entity. They have been doing, there's a lot of deferred maintenance. We've had considerable difficulty all of last year with plant failures, blower motors going out, aerating things getting clogged, and there were hydrogen sulfide releases. So I guess I wanted to bring this to your attention. We have, we've initiated the process of, you know, expressing interest in leasing the facility when the current lease expires. And, you know, part of the theory behind it is that it's critical public infrastructure and it's serving a community. And it really should be managed by a public entity because public entities are more responsive to issues that, you know, of public interest than corporations that typically are responsible to their shareholders and, you know, often cut costs. And the ask that I would have for you today going forward or convey this to staff is that if we could enter into discussions to lease it, we would appreciate that. And B, that you certainly not enter into any new agreement until we have an operating agreement with CNH. They've been resistant to discussing that. We've made very little traction going forward. And so we've kind of concluded that maybe it's best that we run it and they be a customer or a user of the plant with a pretreatment requirement. There's another member of the public, Jenna Goodman, who's going to speak on this issue. She was involved in more of the activism around these problems last fall. Thank you very much.
Nate, next speaker, please.
Our next speaker is Jenna Goodman. Ms. Goodman, you may go ahead and unmute yourself and begin your comments whenever you're ready.
Hello, commissioners. My name is Jenna Goodman. I am the vice president of the Crockett Community Services District, newly elected at the beginning of this year. Last year, I was a strong community organizer for multiple issues that we had in our community with the wastewater treatment plant. Initially, we had an incident in May where one of the tanks actually overflowed. It overflowed onto the land surrounding it. It was a very wet kind of situation, and there are multiple storm drains located nearby. So the town had a large issue with that occurring. That incident was fixed fairly quickly. However, in September and October of last year, there were multiple incidences that backed into each other for almost 60 days. The whole town was impacted, businesses were closed, and ultimately this led to Contra Costa County Health Department issuing a health advisory for residents to not spend much time outdoors. We had two town hall meetings with many interested parties here. CNH, which is owned by ASR, which is a company located in Florida. We had county health officials. We had Bay Area Air Quality Management District present, as well as the Water Board. It is my understanding that there were multiple violations with both of the last mentioned boards with regards to this plant. And it is in our interest to secure a joint operating agreement that is serving of our community and that prevents things like this occurring in the future. We've had a hard time negotiating things with this company. Communication is not something that is easily accessible. And so we are hoping that we can rely on you, the State Commission Board, to help us ensure that we can protect our residents and protect the interests of town folk here. Crockett is a very unique, very small town, and we often go overlooked when it comes to help from larger agencies. For instance, I had called the county in the first 30 days and still the necessary administrative workflow had not been reached for them to help, meaning Bay Area Air Quality had not detected anything that was unsound and unsafe for people to breathe. We really are looking for you to not renew this lease until we have something solid going forward. And we really just appreciate you looking at our little town and hopefully lending us a hand. Thank you very much.
Nate, are there any others who would like to address the commission?
Madam Chair, there are no additional comments for this public comment period.
Thank you, Nate. That concludes our public comment period. The next order of business will be the adoption of the consent calendar. Commissioners Cohen, Commissioner Miller, are there any items that you would like removed from the consent calendar?
I have none.
Okay. Next, I will call on Ms. Lucchese to indicate which items, if any, have been removed from the consent calendar. Ms. Lucchese?
Sorry, having trouble finding the mute button. I just wanted to identify that consent item number 3 is informational only. We do not have any recommendations for action within that item. So the commission will only be voting on consent items 1 and 2.
Thank you. Is there anyone joining us who wishes to speak on any item remaining on the consent calendar? If so, please raise your Zoom hand or dial *9 if joining by phone now. Nate, has anyone raised their hand?
Madam Chair, there are no hands raised for comment.
Okay, hearing none, we will now proceed with the vote. May I have a motion to adopt the consent agenda and a second?
So as a reminder, Madam Chair, I will be abstaining from this item.
So Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to accept.
Okay, I will second it. We have a motion by Commissioner Cohen and a second by myself. Ms. Lucchese, will you please conduct a roll call vote?
Certainly. Commissioner Cohen?
Aye.
Commissioner Miller?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Chair Kunalakis?
Aye.
The motion passes 2-0 with 1 abstention.
Do any of the commissioners have any comments or questions? Ms. Lucchese, what is the next order of business?
We don't have any further action in front of the commission, and so it is appropriate to adjourn the meeting at your discretion.
Thank you very much, Ms. Lucchese, and that concludes the open meeting, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.